This is the president.
Mr. President, we have a situation.
He was trained to kill.
CIA, FBI, DEA all roll up in the war.
Then left for dead.
What in the fuck was the plot of this goddamn movie?
Okay, first of all, time out. Did you really expect the plot going into this? You know what this is supposed to be, right?
Oh, I know what it's supposed to be, but god damn did this one. This should have been called Subplot the Movie. Because when it sets up a basic little premise, and you're like, oh, okay, so it's just going to get ridiculous, this premise. That motherfucker takes a nosedive, then a left turn, then a right turn, go underwater, up the hill. I was like, all right, yeah. I think I should have took LSD when I came in here.
Well,
I don't know where this movie's going to work out.
You see, here's the thing. Like, when you and I were talking about this before we started recording, you did this the right way. You saw this, apparently, with a bunch of alcohol in your system.
Did I?
Yes, that's at least what you told me, is that you were given alcohol for this screener.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw this movie like 2 weeks ago, so...
So you saw this the right way.
That's right, I did have a good screener for this. That's right. Yeah, I guess, yeah, I did.
Here's the thing. If P1's opinion, because we're going to have two opinions of this, because there's two ways to see this type of movie. You either see it straight like I did, or you see it the I'm going to get fucked up kind of way like P1 did.
And it had a drink minimum, so...
Never mind.
I got fucked up, whatever. I mean, trust me, if I'd have got fucked up, because this movie was only supposed to be an hour and 40 minutes, and it felt like it was over 2 hours. I'm like, oh my god, it's still going on.
Yeah.
If they would have just, because they closed the bar, all right? So,
as I'm sure as the second half started and Mel Gibson came on screen, you're like, I need another. It's closed, sir. What do you mean, god damn it, it's closed?
Well, it's funny because when I came out of it, I was like, there's a lot of white people in this screen or whatever. I was like, man, I don't see not one.
There is not one beer anywhere to be seen.
There's not a black guy, not a Mexican. I was like, then nobody want to see this shit. I said, everybody is here. They had to see it.
Yeah.
Not one person.
It's all the white people being like, huh, how peculiar.
It was like, they you know what? It was white people walked out of it. It was like, see, I don't understand why they get so upset now when we do this stuff to them. Or I'm like,
yeah. Oh, boy. All right.
Only compliment, you know, people we talk about machete kills here. The only comment I probably can give is the fact that at least Robert Rodriguez didn't beat me over the head with his little immigration subplot in here or whatever. I mean, shit, he normally does that. Well, he did it in the last one, that's for sure, but in this one he didn't do it as
now strong. You and I have been talking about this for a while, where this movie could have gone one of two ways. The problem with the first one was that it didn't go enough batshit crazy, and the problem with this one, that it goes too batshit crazy.
You know, the problem with this, because my first complaint is, people already know, I can't stand a fucking homage. I'm so sick of fucking homages. When I hear the word homage, my first reaction is go like, great, J.J. Abrams. That's the first thing to come to my fucking mind or whatever. It's because I do not like homages or whatever. Why the hell would you want to go back to those forms of filmmaking anyway? No, nobody wants to go back to those forms of filmmaking. And if he would like to go back to those forms of filmmaking, then why the fuck did he go digital?
And that's the thing. I mean, I'm all for homages. There's some things to be done great with homages. But if you're going to do a homage, just take little stuff from it. Don't do a direct copy. Do something new with it.
He acts like those people that made these exploitation films in the 70s, like they had a choice in the fucking matter or whatever. I don't know if you know, but fucking 70s filmmaking was a bitch to do, so...
Yeah, I mean, Hollywood was kind of scrapped for money at that point, so they did whatever they could.
The fact that Robert Rodriguez went back and put effort into making it look like this, that's some lazy-ass fucking shit.
Yeah, you're missing the point, dude.
What happened?
I said you're missing the point, because the thing about those exploitation films was that, you know, that look.
I'm not missing the point. Those exploitation films came from black people.
Right, and the thing about those films is that they had to get creative with their budgets because it was so small.
Yeah.
And that's how you got that look and that crazy shit that happened, was real creativity. Not this, I'm with you, not this, let's throw in digital because it looks prettier. No!
I'm sorry, their budget was cheap too, whatever, and you know, that's what they wanted to do. Yeah, they're just a bunch of actors that wanted to get together and make a movie off a bunch of rich people, make a movie or whatever, and make it look like shit with no effort whatsoever. I'm sorry, when Sofia Vergara came in, I was ready to, I checked out like two times, whatever. I went back to like the concession stands and shit and was just standing there for a while. And it was like, I was like, oh, how long did that take? It was like, oh, it takes 7 minutes to make. I was like, I got time. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then whenever Alexa Vega came on screen, your ass ran right back in there.
No, not really, because you barely see her. You get one good shot of her, and then the rest are just side shots of her, and the background looks horrible. It looks retarded as fuck, whatever. I mean, you know what? You say that, but you know what? I got something that's called porn. It's not really that hard to find.
Good point, but this is also the guy who would rewatch The Internship 20 times just for one scene.
Because she was stripping in it. Alexa Vega is just walking. I don't give... Alexa Vega isn't doing a goddamn thing that I ain't never seen before.
True.
Especially when you're in Hawaii with a hot ass agent.
True. Alright, well, it looks like you and I, because I'm halfway there with you, because here's how I feel about this. Half of this movie, when they just say, ah, fuck it, let's just do whatever crazy we can think of, I like it. It's at least entertaining. The story's dog shit. There's no point in the story. Yeah, there's no point in the story because it's absolute dog shit. But they do make it entertaining by doing some creative stuff. But the second half of the film, you're right. It completely drops the ball. And then I get to the point where you were, where I was like, oh, fuck, just end this.
You say creative. I don't think anything was creative in this film. All it was just, it was, I say homage, but it was almost a goddamn homage to fucking Robert Rodriguez himself, whatever, because he just kept rehashing shit that he's done in previous movies of his, or whatever. Let's throw this actor.
See, everyone's been saying that, and the only thing I noticed was the actors. I didn't really notice any camera tricks or any of that.
You didn't know the From Dusk Till Dawn shots up in there?
I gotta be honest, I've never seen From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, then shit. See, why are you going to notice them then?
That's my point. I mean, the only one I noticed was the actors, and everyone's been saying that. So I'm like, huh, maybe I should go watch those films and see what he did.
It's just like, okay, Robert, it's not like those movies you rehashing from were all that great in the first place. Those are B-level movies there or whatever. You're rehashing shit that, honestly, I didn't give a fuck or whatever. I mean, you're fuck your homage or whatever.
Yeah, if you're going to homage yourself, make it black and white, motherfucker. Do your best film.
Oh, fuck a black and white film, too. You know, it's 2013. There should be no reason why people should be doing homages. But if you still can't come up with something on your own goddamn merit without making something that's, oh, I'm homaging this, whatever, so people can have a respect for it. If you can't make shit on your own creativity, then you can go fuck yourself. Then,
see,
whatever.
Here's the thing. There's creative homages out there. You and I can say this. I mean, hell, we both like The Artist.
I didn't like The Artist.
Really?
I don't give a fuck about The Artist.
What about Undercover Brother?
Undercover Brother is different, you know, but artists can go fuck it, so I don't really give it. Would I go tell somebody to go see the hell? No.
Wow. Okay,
yeah,
then.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got to imagine there's one homage that you like.
No, probably not. When I see homages, my head spins around, just like, oh my god.
True you know, Grit?
Why you think I don't like the Expendables movies or whatever?
Oh, good point.
There's a reason why those 80s movies were what they were or whatever, and trying to rehash it in 2013 is like, okay, you're just going back on some old trinket here or whatever. You're not really putting any effort into it. You're just like, hey, what made those movies popular?
You gotta do something new. I mean, there's a way to, like, I do firmly believe there's a way to do creative homages. Like, you know, Undercover Brother, that's a homage to those 70 blaxploitation films, and it works really well. Another one, Black Dynamite. That's a homage to the same thing, and it does a great job.
Yeah.
So, and I think the key in that really is the writing, which for here, it's just not here. There's no writing to this.
It's funny when the Mexicans are playing characters of themselves. Like, the Mexicans are faking Mexican accents in these
films. Yeah.
I said, wow, they took this a little over the top. Now. I was like, there was no reason for them to be...
It's also kind of jarring at the fact that, like, Mel Gibson seems to be the only one in this movie actually trying. Was I the only one getting that feeling?
I looked at him and said, why are you trying, Mel Gibson? Why? He really thought, he's like, you're going to like me again for this one. They're going to forget all the I'll drive to your fucking window and all that shit. They're going to forget all that and they're going to remember me from Machete Kills.
Yeah, there's a thing, like... Like, he was one peg below the fucking Kevin Bacon villain in Super, for Christ's sake.
You know what's the problem with the second? Oh, hell no, he was nowhere near his Kevin Bacon status, whatever.
I would say just as crazy, but...
Yeah, I would never put him on the level. Kevin Bacon did a better job than Mel Gibson in Super than this, whatever. No, hell no.
Oh, no, I completely agree with you that. I'm just saying, like, it seemed like he was going with the same approach.
Okay, the movie opens up with a goddamn start to the goddamn trilogy sequel that they want to make, okay?
Yeah...
When they show that, you're just like, oh, that's kind of cool. It's whatever. And then next, you know, halfway through the film, you realize, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
They wrote themselves into a corner.
They're going with this plot now. Wait a minute. Are you telling me? Wait a minute. Robert Rodriguez want to make a third one. Wait a minute. You want to talk about he wants to do this? Oh, Machete Kills in space, whatever.
They're trying way too hard to set that shit up.
They forced that down your throat like a mother.
God, and that's the problem. That's where I said, you know, first half, hey, it's stupid, but it's fun. But the second half, when they try to cram that down your goddamn throat, you're just like, oh my God, just fucking end this.
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't care about anything in this movie, whatever. I was bored out of my fucking mind, wasting my goddamn time, whatever. I was like, this is some shit that you don't watch in theaters.
Shit that you get drunk at home, you order on VOD, and you have a good time with your friends making fun of it.
You don't even fucking order this shit. You don't even waste your money. You wait till that shit pops up on Netflix or TV like it's supposed to be.
Pirate Bay.
Straight the pirate shit, kind of. This ain't no shit you go see in the theater.
No, that's the thing. They expect to make money off this. I don't know how the fuck they're gonna do it, but
first of all, you don't release some shitty looking film like this, or whatever, right after goddamn Rush, Gravity, and Captain Phillips that came out. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
why the hell would you release that between them three?
Yeah, that's a really bad time. This is something you release in August.
This is the past 3 weeks have three of the best looking films of all year, or whatever, and they released this shit.
Yeah.
And you expect me to be happy with that shit? No. Some of the weapons were cool in here, but I was just like, they didn't really put those weapons to use, or whatever. And then the chameleon, I thought that was cool for a second, but then it just got bored. It just got old. I was just like, all
right,
goddamn.
You're talking about Lady Gaga's character, right?
All of them. I guess to Antonio, to Lady Gaga, to Cuba Gooding Jr. Who else was he?
I forget, but that was another confusing one.
That was cool at first, but then I was like, all right, man, goddamn. It's getting a little old now, whatever. And, you know, the whole the presidency here and stuff like that of Cinna Machete, Jessica Alba gets killed in the beginning and all that, whatever. And I was like, okay.
The president's Charlie Sheen. Really, if you look at this movie and you see the president's Charlie Sheen, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, especially because his first policy and shit like that. I mean, he wakes up with three women in the bed and shit like that. So it's just like, all right, I know what they're going for. But, you know, whatever. The ending, I'm sorry, that shit dragged on for forever, whatever. I was like, this Machete is just like, there's scenes where, like, somebody's talking to him and he just runs off, whatever. And then it just goes to a shot of Michelle Rodriguez who gets her other eyeball shot out and whatever. And I'm like, okay. Oh, this is so fucking cheesy to the point where I was like, I don't even respect this no more.
Yep.
Because I wanted to see this, then I'd just go back to the 70s and watch
it. No, I'm right there with you. It tries to do it too heavily, which was a big thing I was concerned about with this movie, and it really does. It dips into that territory really fast where it's like, all right. Guys, I know what you're trying to do, but seriously.
The Star Wars reference, man. The Star Wars visual effects on screen, too, was just like, especially that ending of the when the opening trailer begins and Machete has a little machete in his hand, and that shit glows, and it goes, and I was just like, you've got to be fucking kidding.
Yeah.
I said, in 2013, people still make Star Wars references, huh?
Jesus yeah. Christ. Well, if you're in space, I mean, what else are you going to go for?
Fuck, man. I'm just like, well, did you see any Star Wars references in Gravity?
No.
Exactly. So I said
that. That's what would have been creative if they did a Gravity reference.
I gotta tell you this right now, in 2013, I don't even give a fuck about Star Wars no more. I'm actually tired of Star Wars. I forgot to look back at them, I was like, they're kind of boring in a way, actually. God, especially that first one, or the fourth one, yeah, the fourth and sixth one. Fifth one was the best writing in it, and Lucas didn't have shit to do with it. So, as far as that one could be boring too, whatever, for all that matter, whatever. But, I don't know, Homage just pissed me off these days. I really do.
So what do you give it, a high seat?
Yeah, it's the highest seat I've ever given, man. It's gonna be higher than Don John itself, whatever. Alexa Vega, you should have just took your fucking clothes off like in Don John or whatever. That way I would have been at least happy with it. You should have fell in water or something like that.
Sophia higher Vergara, than this verse too?
Sophia Vergara. Man, I saw more cleavage from Michelle Rodriguez than I did from her. What was up with that?
Like I said, wait for that Woody Allen movie she's coming out in. Just wait.
I don't want to wait because I don't like her. I don't like her acting and I don't like her voice. Her voice is fucking annoying. Every time she talked, I had to put my hand. I was just like, that accent. I love accents, especially a Spanish accent. But goddamn, hers sound like the cross between a drag queen and someone that's coughing up with that hole in their neck.
Oh, I was going to say drag queen and a crow.
The crow.
I wouldn't say the crow because he's more melodramatic. I would say an actual crow.
He actually is a little melodramatic, whatever. Everything is about, you know, destiny, hope, and death, you know. So yeah. He's a little too emo. But, no, I give this a very high, a mighty old high, fuck it. I give it a very high fuck it. You can go fuck yourself, Robert Rodriguez. I'm starting to think you're nothing more than just a B-level talent who should just go straight to the home marketing network.
Well, all right. You know what? I did like the first. I like little bits and pieces of this movie. I think it had some creative ideas. I think it just wish it would have done them more.
Yeah.
Like, that's my main problem with it. So I can't give it a fuck it because I didn't walk out of it angry. I just walked out of it like, that's what I expected. Oh well. Yeah, low stream it.
Yeah, I didn't walk out of angry. I just walked out wasting my time.
Yeah.
What a waste of my goddamn time and effort, Robert Rodriguez. You need, never mind. I was going to say, you need to team up back with somebody, but the only person you like teaming up
with. No.
It's Mr. QT himself. But, you know, QT, I don't even think QT has time for himself these days. He's like, look, my brother, I'm more chilling out with the black people these days. You know, I ain't got time for, you know.
The RZA wants to make another Kung Fu movie.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. We're
and in return, I get to make Django 2.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not trying to, you know, work with the Mexicans anymore. I've already been there, done that, you know, brother.
You wetbacks can go have your Sin City, too.
Later, everyone.
Good night.
Son of a bitch, Quentin Tarantino. Oh, wait, that ain't Quentin Tarantino movie.
That was Robert Rodriguez.
Let's do this.
You can't beat me. Because I know your every move.
Nobody knows Machete.
Machete kills.